A drop in semiconductor stocks weighed on the indexes, leading to a fourth straight daily loss in the big market benchmark, though a retreat in bond yields helped to contain the damage. The S&P 500 index shed just over 0.5% on Wednesday, deepening its three-week pullback to nearly 5% from its late March record high. A soft report from bellwether Dutch semiconductor equipment maker ASML dragged down the chips group, including NVIDIA, which fell nearly 4% on the day. Still, signs that the surge in bond yields might be pausing allowed about half of all New York Stock Exchange stocks to rise on the day. The 10-year Treasury yield dipped back below 4.6%, in part on a well-received auction of longer-term government debt. The job of a market pullback in a bull market is to cool off excessive optimism, moderate valuations, refresh buying interest, and prompt a reassessment of the fundamental backdrop. So far, this process is well underway, with a still growing economy and an upturn in earnings acting as support against some pent-up profit-taking and worries about the economy's future ability to handle higher interest rates for longer. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.